The Daptone guys are just guys that I worked with on a music video. I love their music. I love Sean Jones and the Daptones. I love Charles Bradley and Budo's band and all those great artists that they have. And their sound is so unique, and it's also timeless. I mean, you know, soul music just kind of has an aspect to it that is just, you can place it in anything, and it gives it a definite feel. But it doesn't necessarily date it. And I think putting music, modern music, in something like this sort of dated the movie in a way I didn't really want to do. And it ends an edge to the film. It certainly adds something that is not indicative of a typical romantic comedy, because, you know, really, I hate romantic comedies. I have no interest in making one. This is not something that I consider a romantic comedy. I consider it just, you know, a film about behavior, and it happens to be a little bit funny and a little bit dramatic and not necessarily romantic. But the music, I think, was just part of a thing that helped me put it together, you know, after I became aware of it. Of course, these artists, of course, I did do some rewrites to the script and indicating a few songs that I thought might work for various sequences. And on the set, I played this music, and then in editing, I just, you know, I had to kind of start making these decisions, and it all came back down to the feel. I mean, it's the same thing with the film. I mean, this film, I feel like, more than anything, has a feel than it does a plot or a particular genre. I love, you know, artists that have a feel in their music, people that, you know, you just groove to it, even though it might not be the best proficient technical playing or the most modern sounding. It's got something else going on, and that's those are the most interesting films to me, and I wanted to try to emulate that as best I could.